Judges chapter 15. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not let him go to in. And as her father said, I truly thought that you had utterly hated her, and for this reason I gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I ask you, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now I shall be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, Who has done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said to them, Though you've done this, yet I will be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Yehuda and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Yehuda said, Why are you come up against us? And they answered, To bind Samson are we come up, to do to him as he has done to us. And then 3,000 men of Yehuda went to the top of the rock Etam and said to Samson, Do you not know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is that you've done to us? And he said to them, As they did to me, so have I done to them. And they said to him, We're come down to bind you, so that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said to them, Swear to me that you will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spoke to him, saying, No, but we will tie you fast and deliver you into their hand, but surely we will not kill you. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he had come to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosened from off of his hands. And he found a new jawbone of a donkey, and put forth his hand, and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. And Samson said, With the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramoth Lehi. And he was sore athirst and called on Yahweh and said, You've given this great deliverance into the hand of your servant, and now I shall die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But Yahweh clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water from there. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. And for this reason he called the name of it En-Hakkor, which is in Lehi to this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. End of chapter 15.